The following is a review of the corporate finance principles designed to address the learning outcome statements set forth by CFA Institute. This topic is also covered in working capital management. The first LOS is to describe primary and secondary sources of liquidity and factors that influence a company's liquidity position. A company's primary sources of liquidity are the sources of cash it uses in its normal day-to-day operations. The company's cash balances result from selling goods and services, collecting receivables, and generating cash from other sources, such as short-term investments. Typical sources of short-term funding include trade credit from vendors and lines of credit from banks. Effective cash flow management of a firm's collections and payments can also be a source of liquidity for a company. Secondary sources of liquidity include liquidating short-term or long-lived assets, negotiating debt agreements, that is, renegotiating, or filing for bankruptcy and reorganizing the company. While using its primary sources of liquidity is unlikely to change the company's normal operations, resorting to secondary sources of liquidity such as these can change the company's financial structure and operations significantly, and may indicate that its financial position is deteriorating. In general, a company's liquidity position improves if it can get cash to flow in more quickly and flow out more slowly. Factors that weaken a company's liquidity position are called drags and pulls on liquidity. Drags on liquidity delay or reduce cash inflows or increase borrowing costs. Examples include uncollected receivables and bad debts, obsolete inventory that takes longer to sell and can require sharp price discounts, and tight short-term credit due to economic conditions. Pulls on liquidity accelerate cash outflows. Examples include paying vendors sooner than is optimal and changes in credit terms that require repayment of outstanding balances. The next LOS is to compare a company's liquidity measures with those of peer companies. Liquidity ratios are employed by analysts to determine the firm's ability to pay its short-term liabilities. The current ratio is the best known measure of liquidity. The current ratio equals current assets divided by current liabilities. The higher the current ratio, the more likely it is that the company will be able to pay its short-term bills. A current ratio of less than 1 means the company has negative working capital and is probably facing a liquidity crisis. Working capital equals current assets minus current liabilities. The quick ratio or acid test ratio is a more stringent measure of liquidity because it does not include inventories and other assets that might not be very liquid. The quick ratio equals cash plus short-term marketable securities plus receivables divided by current liabilities. The higher the quick ratio, the more likely it is that the company will be able to pay its short-term bills. The current and quick ratios differ only in the assumed liquidity of the current assets that the analyst projects will be used to pay off current liabilities. A measure of accounts receivable liquidity is receivables turnover. Receivables turnover equals credit sales divided by average receivables. It is considered desirable to have a receivables turnover figure close to the industry norm. Notice that this formula for the receivables turnover ratio uses credit sales in the numerator rather than total sales, as in the earlier topic review on ratio analysis. While an analyst within a company will know what proportion of sales are credit or cash sales, an external analyst will likely not have this information, but may be able to estimate it based on standard industry practice. The inverse of the receivables turnover times 365 is the number of days of receivables, also called the average collection period or average days sales outstanding, which is the average number of days it takes for the company's customers to pay their bills. Number of days of receivables equals 365 divided by receivables turnover. It is considered desirable to have a collection period close to the industry norm. The firm's credit terms are another important benchmark used to interpret this ratio. A collection period that is too high might mean that customers are too slow in paying their bills, which means too much capital is tied up in assets. A collection period that is too low might indicate that the firm's credit policy is too rigorous, which might be hampering sales. A measure of a firm's efficiency with respect to its processing and inventory management is inventory turnover. Inventory turnover equals cost of goods sold divided by average inventory. The inverse of the inventory turnover times 365 is the average inventory processing period, or number of days of inventory. Number of days of inventory equals 365 divided by inventory turnover. As is the case with accounts receivable, it is considered desirable to have an inventory processing period and inventory turnover close to the industry norm. A processing period that is too high might mean that too much capital is tied up in inventory and could mean that the inventory is obsolete. A processing period that is too low might indicate that the firm has inadequate stock on hand, which could hurt sales. A measure of the use of trade credit by the firm is the payables turnover ratio. Payables turnover ratio equals purchases divided by average trade payables. The inverse of the payables turnover ratio multiplied by 365 is the payables payment period, or number of days of payables, which is the average amount of time it takes the company to pay its bills. Number of days of payables equals 365 divided by the payables turnover ratio. The next LOS asks us to evaluate working capital effectiveness of a company based on its operating and cash conversion cycles and compare the company's effectiveness with that of peer companies. The operating cycle, the average number of days that it takes to turn raw materials into cash proceeds from sales, equals days of inventory plus days of receivables. The cash conversion cycle, or net operating cycle, is the length of time it takes to turn the firm's cash investment in inventory back into cash in the form of collections from the sales of that inventory. The cash conversion cycle is computed from the average receivables collection period, average inventory processing period, and the payables payment period. Cash conversion cycle equals average days of receivables plus average days of inventory minus average days of payables. High cash conversion cycles are considered undesirable. A conversion cycle that is too high implies that the company has an excessive amount of investment in working capital. The next LOS asks us to describe how different types of cash flows affect a company's net daily cash position. Daily cash position refers to uninvested cash balances a firm has available to make routine purchases and pay expenses as they come due. The purpose of managing a firm's daily cash position is to have sufficient cash on hand, that is, make sure the firm's net daily cash position never becomes negative, but to avoid keeping excess cash because of the interest income foregone by not investing the cash. Typical cash inflows for a firm include its cash from sales and collections of receivables, cash received from subsidiaries, dividends, interest, and principal received from investments in securities, tax refunds, and borrowing. Typical cash outflows include payments to employees and vendors, cash transferred to subsidiaries, payments of interest and principal on debt, investments in securities, taxes paid, and dividends paid. To manage its cash position effectively, a firm should analyze its typical cash inflows and outflows by category and prepare forecasts over a short-term time horizon of the next several weeks, a medium-term time horizon of approximately the next year, and a long-term time horizon. A firm can use these forecasts to identify periods when its cash balance may become low enough to require short-term borrowing or high enough to invest excess cash in short-term securities.